Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of building blocks, we were on page 11, on the fifth line of number 2. Well, look it up and follow us along today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
God has ordained leadership for the local church. The pastor, who is the under-shepherd of God's flock, he is responsible for final decisions within the realm of spiritual practice. But again, he's to be guided by the word of God in those decisions, not his own new things that he wants to do, but it has to be all according to the word of God. Deacons are also officers of the local church. They are to look after the financial matters of widows and other things of benevolence. Now, you may read of those offices in Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7, where the apostles were being dragged away just about from the study of God's word and the preaching of it in prayer, that they might serve tables, make sure that everybody's getting served, make sure everybody's getting their food, making sure everything's for. They needed deacons to do that so that men of God give themselves to the word and prayer. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 13, tells of requirements for both deacons and pastors, and it's very important that they follow them. But it's also highly important that we understand 2 Timothy 3, 16 through chapter 4, verse 5, that it is showing us in that passage the importance of the people going by the word of God, where the pastor, now that's really addressed to a pastor, and I believe that's to all pastors. Remember, he says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. That's interesting. Doctrine is first, then for reproof, for correction. You say, what's the difference between reproof and correction? Reproof convicts us of sin. Correction, we straighten it out. Straightens out our life, tells us which direction to go. For instruction in righteousness. Righteousness is obedience to God, so instructing on how to obey God. So, again, we obey God in holiness and righteousness. For everything, according to Psalms 145 through 17, of God is always in righteousness and true holiness. So, again, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And so the word of God is to furnish us, to equip us, to serve him, and to do it rightly. And then in the very next verse, chapter 4, verse 1, he says, I charge thee before man and before God. Now that is, to me, that's serious stuff. I don't know about you, but to me, that is very serious stuff. He says, I've charged thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Boy, it sounds like a quick judgment, does it? And so what is it, this charge? What is this thing that we're going to be called into an account for, especially the pastors? What is this thing that we're going to be accounted for? He says, preach the word. Herald it. Get it out. Be instant. Be always ready, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. You know, pastors aren't supposed to be motivational speakers. And I know most of these churches now, that's what they try to do, be motivational speakers. What was the command God gives by his Holy Spirit through the pen of Paul to preach? reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. So, if they want to preach all of this motivational stuff and they get away from doctrine, they get away from reproof, rebuke, and exhorting them to get busy, get in there and do what God has them do, they're not doing it God's way. They're in big trouble in the judgment seat of Christ if they're saved. They'll be saved so as by fire. They'll be ashamed, as 1 John 2:28 says, at his appearing. And then he goes on and says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, that is their own desire, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Make me feel good. Motivate me. Make me really feel good about myself. And shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fable. So they get away. They don't want to hear that word of God. So fables, you know, it's not really that bad. Well, that's a fable. Sin is that bad. But watch thou. Be on guard, because Satan's always trying to get in. Verse 5 there, 2 Corinthians 4. Watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Don't quit, stub your toe. Do the work of an evangelist. Be a witness. Make full proof of thy ministry. In other words, give it 100% all the way. Now, look, guess what God is commanding the pastor to do in the local church? In Titus, in chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. Again, he gives a responsibility to pastors, just like in 1 Timothy chapter 3. There are responsibilities for pastors to carry out. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, talking about the local church, he says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Now, let me just point out, an apostle, according to Acts, is one who was with the Lord during his earthly ministry. And so we don't have apostles today. Prophets, well, prophets ceased when the word of God was fulfilled. Now, if you're talking about those that foretell. Now, foretelling is a different thing. So a person can be a prophet in foretelling what is already there. Some evangelists, that is an office. And the evangelist is not just the guy that comes by and preaches a revival meeting, but he's also a guy that goes out and wins souls. You can be an evangelist. This is in some pastors and teachers. Now, teachers, Sunday school teachers, and so forth, are important in local church. You see all these churches that are cutting out Sunday school. They're cutting out a part of what God intended for the local church, but pastors and teachers even has the idea of pastors who teach the word. Why? For the perfecting, that is the maturing of the saints. For the work of the ministry. The ministry has to go according to the word of God. So many ministries are getting into a worldly look today. It's because they're not doing it according to the word of God. So if you want to perfect the saints, mature them, then the work of the ministry must be holy and righteous according to the word of God, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, building it up in the faith, building it up spiritually, till we all come to the unity of the faith. There's the goal, bringing them to the unity of the faith, the sound doctrine, that by which we live. Now, there's a difference between sound doctrine and faith. Here's sound doctrine in a worldly sense, or you might say in a man's sense. If I don't exercise, I eat a lot of sweets, carbohydrates, and fat-filled foods, my blood pressure goes up, my weight goes up, and a lot of good things don't happen. Okay, that is a doctrine. That is a truth. That is something that is teaching. Okay, you're lazy and you won't work and then you eat that way. That's what happened. However, you can believe that is true and still not cut back on what you eat. Eat right and exercise. You can still not do those things. Well, then that just says that that's not faith, because faith is acting upon that knowledge. Faith in the Word of God is acting upon what the Word of God teaches. Word of God teaches the holiness God said, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. He said that in the Old Testament, says it in the New Testament. It did not change. Some think that the New Testament allows you to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. It does not. It's even stronger. So let's understand that's a false doctrine. It's a false teaching to think that now I've got liberty to the flesh. So often these guys are applying liberty to the flesh instead of the spirit being freed from the power and the ways of the flesh. But that's the world in which we live. So he wants us to come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. His person, why? Unto a perfect man. We are to emulate Jesus Christ. We are to walk as he walked. We're told in 1 John chapter 2. He left us an example, we find in 1 Peter chapter 2, that you should walk in his step again. All right? So, we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We have those today that talk about having the Holy Spirit. Look, when you got saved, you got all of the Holy Spirit. You realize that the moment you were saved, you were baptized by the Spirit of God. Now, there's a difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the filling of the Holy Spirit. The filling of the Holy Spirit is not how much of the Holy Spirit do you have, because you have them all. No, it's how much the Holy Spirit of God has of you. That's the filling. How much does he have of you? And so that's what this Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13 is also trying to emphasize. Coming to the stature of the fullness of Christ. So I have the Holy Spirit. What was his ministry? Well, Jesus told us in John chapters 14 through 16 that he would speak of Jesus Christ, that he would teach of Christ, that he would lead us towards Christ. The Holy Spirit, a lot of people exalt the Holy Spirit almost as a separate entity, almost as a separate God. No, he had a ministry within the Trinity, and his ministry is to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. That's his ministry. And we need to understand that. So again, as we look at these things, and I know I'm spending some time on this, but it's important that we spend some time on this, because these are very, very important doctrines that we study. So we just saw that in these passages here in verses 11 through 13 here of Ephesians chapter 4. So it's important that you understand that the words bishop, elder, and pastor refer to the same office. Now, let me just put a little thing in there. Sometimes an elder is talking about older people.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible